Welcome back to Sad Dads, episode 8. Coming to you from Nashville, sunny and hot Nashville, Tennessee. ML Rose on Charlotte Avenue. The gang is here. Charlotte Pike. The gang's here. Here we go.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Glad to be back, and I brought you guys some business cards.
Thank you.
Well, those are some loaded fries.
They are loaded.
Loaded with deliciousness.
Yeah, speak up. What? How can you hate ranch? Blue cheese. Tartar sauce?
No. No tartar sauce.
Steven?
Loves the Steven.
How'd it go there?
We're happy to say we got Dan back on the back online here.
And a lot of trucks.
Yeah, a lot of too many trucks.
Hold on. All right, Daniel.
Yo.
Catch us up on what's been going on in your life.
Well, not really a whole lot. We trained an estimator last week and just back on track and glad to be back. Got to dust the cobwebs off. It's been a while.
ABC Learning Care's lawn services hiring another estimator?
Yeah, I guess so.
Wow. You know, GFY has been hiring a lot of people lately. Yeah.
Where's GFY over candidate board from?
Well, this last one was from Montana. Big Sky Country. Yeah.
We just pull kids from university.
What are you talking about?
MTSU.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great university.
The group's back. I think the biggest first point of discussion is our listenership. Is that tenfold?
Tenfold.
Our estimated listeners are up to 13.
Wow. And Michael, since
we usually don't share those kind of numbers with the audience. He's just
right. That's higher than that. What do you attribute the recent surge? That marketing program is working off.
Well, certainly not Joseph's social media presence.
I would love to do social media if I could get the passwords.
I will get you passwords.
Is it penis 123?
456. Oh, wait, 1, 2. I thought I sent you. I'll send you.
Oh, I'll be all over it.
Our intern sent it to us.
Why don't you go? I feel like you should go over the agenda for the listeners.
I've got a couple things to point out to for topics. Getting listenership, that's pretty much out there. Pretty much amazing. Only getting more amazing by the day. My topic for the day is work depression.
Work depression? What's that?
Fall break? Anybody got plans for fall break?
No.
I will be at work.
Tennessee Titans, the research of the Tennessee Titans.
Oh.
And a write-in. Why did Tim and Mike hate each other?
Oh.
Probably a
fighting words right there.
We should move that up to the top of the list.
I would like to discuss that.
All right, go.
So Friday, all of a sudden, Mike decided that I hated him. For no particular reason, he just decided. And here we are Tuesday, he still thinks that I hate him. For absolutely no reason at all.
So why do you hate him?
I think this could play into the word depression that I'm going through. I feel like the whole tip, why does Tim hate me now, started way before.
Well, it really started kicking in this past Friday.
Yeah, it was pretty much...
Is that why we didn't record on Friday?
It came to a head on Friday.
I think so.
Is that why we didn't record on Friday?
No, Friday, ABC was invited to a golf outing.
Oh.
Yeah, you were in a golf outing all day, so how could I have been mad at you?
You were responding to his texts.
That was. I got to the end of the day. I was looking for somebody to talk to.
Pretty much it.
I was reaching out. No response.
I would like to. I would like to publicly say I'm sorry that I did not respond. Although I don't recall not responding, but I'm sorry.
Apology accepted.
Can we end this now?
Apology accepted.
Also, Daniel, would you like some fries?
Negative. I'm good. I'm gonna wait for my burger. Thank you, though.
What kind of burger did you get?
Just a classic cheeseburger.
Classic. This guy's classic. He's old school. Did we quash that one?
I think we have. We squashed
it. We know why Tim's mad.
You mean that you're not going to text the same? What is Tim hate
me? Well, I will probably continue to text that.
He marked it off the list.
Poking the bear.
Because I always like with Joseph Rice. Tall.
Tall, dark, and handsome.
Things that you can't help, basically.
Yeah.
Because you're... Never mind. Just a little goofy. That's all.
I do think it plays in my depression.
Yeah, you don't have a beard.
I don't have a beard. I did shave my beard. Neither
do I. So.
Well, I know better than you.
Because I don't live on that side of town.
Neither do I. I went all the way to Fairview.
Ooh, I love Fairview. I'm going to Fairview later today.
Really?
I got a property out there.
Which one?
It's new north. It's a new north project, not old south. It's new north. No, but Fairview. Every time I drive through there, I want to be the mayor. I think I could run that town.
I think you could
run it right into the ground.
That town had a couple of issues back a couple of years ago, right? Didn't all the police officers quit? Show for work one day.
Something similar to that.
What did you do out in Fairview? Where did you drink? I mean, Jefferson's?
Those margaritas.
Oh, you went to the Mexican restaurant. Good choice.
Does that stand for two margaritas?
No, it stands for dos margaritas.
I learned some Spanish.
I thought it was dos margaritas.
What Spanish did you learn yesterday?
That El Sombrero means
the hat.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a great name for a restaurant.
It is a great name for a restaurant. A friend of mine told me about that.
Have you ever been to El Stuffed Burrito? Like, why do you put the L in front of it?
The Stuffed Burrito.
See, that's why I don't understand Spanish. This outdoors in here at the ML Rose.
Oh, by the way, we're at ML Rose.
ML Rose, Charlotte Pike.
Charlotte Pike. It goes right into our...
They've got a new putting green out here. That's why we came. They wanted
to
promote that.
Our listenership from Indonesia, Farrell.
Love Farrell.
Good to hear you again, Farrell. Hope the family's well.
It is. Thank you for asking.
How many kids does Farrell have, anyway?
There's a lot.
Farrell kids. It's like a feral cat.
Hold on.
They want us to incorporate a review into our podcast. We talked about toilet, best places to poop last time.
What?
Yeah.
Have you listened to our thing?
No, negative.
You didn't listen to the podcast?
Not yet.
Daniel was mad that you were
I didn't get mad. I didn't get mad. Sensitive. I got left out.
It was a sensitive moment.
I got sad. I didn't get mad. I got sad.
But it's okay.
You saw my true sad.
Do I need to leave?
You were a sad
no.
It's all right, though.
Well, I can give you a review on the McDonald's on Nolensville and Concord. After that, that's where I went after our last podcast. Cleanliness leaves something to be desired.
McDonald's bathrooms always.
But I have to say that plenty of room to stretch out in that stall.
Because you got to pick the handicap.
Well, there's only one.
I picked the handicap yesterday at an office building in Melbourne.
And a handicap person what rolled happened, up and waited for you to come out of the bathroom.
I learned a valuable lesson a couple of years ago at Opry Mills. Joseph and I were there and had to go to the bathroom. I was in a wheelchair because I broke both of my feet. And I went to go to the bathroom and I wanted to go to the handicap stall where my wheelchair would fit into.
Sure.
And I look under and there's somebody in there using the bathroom. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll wait. And then some jackass just comes bebopping out with no ailment whilst I sat there and wait.
Hey, all ailments can't be seen, brother.
No, that's true.
Very, very true.
That kind of plays into a conversation we had this morning at the office.
About depression?
Well, that was talked about this morning.
Can't see depression.
But No, you can't. That's troublesome.
I see it written all over your face. What are you talking about?
It was that tear that dropped out of your eye. That's when you can see it. The forced teardrop.
I think my depression, not to get sidetracked, my depression is limited to four walls. I'm not at Andy Salonpere's office.
Yeah. Do you have a cubicle? Because I have a cubicle.
No.
Oh, that. Talk about depressing.
What happens if your office is somewhere else? What if it's in Franklin? Are you still depressed?
Even more so. I tell you, the only thing that keeps me going is the team around me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Inspirational.
Make me laugh.
It is.
Make me cry. Yell at me. Offer up a hug in the morning.
9 and a half months we're going to do this and stop?
9 and a half months we're going to do this and stop. So, I mean, work depression is real. If anybody else wants to talk about it.
Yeah.
Should we start a support group? Maybe that's our niche.
Well, when I got to the office yesterday, it was 90 degrees.
That was pretty damn depressed.
Yeah. Went from 90 degrees yesterday at the office to like 45. Put the jacket on.
You need to call the Maynard man.
Oh, God.
Jim will see the bill. It doesn't matter.
Maynard man is the official Titans.
Hey,
that's called a segue.
All right, we're back.
Are we back?
Technical difficulties.
Did you put your phone on Do Not Disturb?
I'll put my watch on.
Does that put your phone on Do Not Disturb? Yes. I'm really disappointed in my
marketing. Why do you have a watch if that your phone tells time, doesn't it? It's a good question. Great question.
So we're
I don't know why.
Who the fuck is the side hugger? That's what I want.
Yeah,
I can't talk about that. I was told that was the best aggressive question.
That's the best fry on this plate. Somebody needs to eat
it. I don't like onions.
You got it, bud.
Go ahead.
I had a blizzard before I got here. And
did you
a blizzard?
Blizzard or a breeze?
What kind of blizzard?
Just kidding.
What kind of blizzard?
Tennessee Titans. This little segue before our difficulty.
What are we doing with the Titans? Are you convinced that they're back?
Convinced they're back.
I don't know about that.
I think they're gonna go and shit the bed on Sunday.
Who are they playing?
Buffalo Bills.
Exactly.
That's done. Game over.
Buffalo Bills. All Buffalo has is a good
defense.
Well,
you good?
That doesn't bode well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, can I get a?
I think it does.
You think it does?
I'm convinced that the Titans, because when's the last time Titans won a home game?
They're due.
Weather
is that what you're saying?
Nice, they're due for a big game. I'm going to call.
And it's because you
make a prediction.
It's because you think that
yep, you're
going to
be you're jinxing
you're
us now.
Oh, we got a prediction. Oh, this is what Farrell wants.
Farrell,
it's not necessarily a review, but you're kind of predicting things, which you're reviewing the Titans from last week.
That Marcus is going to throw his first interception.
He hasn't thrown an interception yet.
Not yet.
He just throws it at the ground. Nobody can really get at that. Yeah. God, he's.
Okay, Joe. I'll take you on one interception. Here's what I got: one interception, two touchdowns. Derrick Henry, 135.
Wow. Bold prediction. Here's a bold prediction, and the next time we get together.
We're favored. Tennessee's favored -3 right now.
It's a home game. You get 3 points for a home game.
That's true.
So it's an even match.
So what they're saying is we're as bad as the Bills.
Right. But Bills were 3-1. They got a better record.
Bills are 3-1, but they may not have quarterback, too. Jared Allen.
Yeah, no.
They scored the first TD against.
It's not Jared Allen, is it?
Not Jared Allen.
Patriots.
Yeah. It's Josh Allen.
They got
Barkley. Charles Barkley.
Matt
Barkley. Sorry.
Son of Charles.
Gnarls Barkley.
24-17.
Here's my bold prediction. If you want to put a beer on it, whatever.
Okay.
Mike, I'm throwing this out for you because you seem to be the Titans fan. Frank Gore, the illustrious Frank Gore, will outrush Derrick Henry. No?
Frank Gore's like 90.
Yes, and he keeps going. You want to take that one on?
I'll take a beer on.
Okay. Or your cream ale or whatever you like.
Yeah,
No, it was Twisted Tea.
You love Twisted Tea. What?
I do love a half and half Twisted Tea. Lemon tea.
Really?
Fantastic. Natty Light, Twisted Tea, whatever's in front of us.
Have you guys had a Natterday?
Yes.
I've had a Natterday.
Natterday?
I've not a big the fan. Seltzer, the natural light seltzers are fantastic.
Really?
They are great.
You got one?
Yeah,
so they sell Natterdays at the Vanderbilt game.
I'm going to tell you, the last time we were at an ML Rose, Daniel and I, we were online trying to find, Justin was there.
I was there.
Yeah, we were trying to find out where we could buy Natterdays. Yeah. This was probably early spring, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Early spring.
Seems like they're everywhere now.
Yeah, they're everywhere now. Same thing with seltzers.
I guess they were successful.
I think Natterdays are just...
They're not a bad thing. Food's coming out. That would be me.
That would be you. Uh-oh.
Ah.
Left it behind.
Yeah, figured.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I've been kicked out of this place before.
Good.
Yeah, once or twice. They can all... That trespassing notice thing expires, for those of you who don't know out there. It does expire eventually.
Eventually. So,
he goes to judge my
hold head. On. We need to discuss this.
Thank you.
So what did you do?
For what? When? To get kicked out of here?
Yeah.
Oh. That's false. I haven't been kicked out since. I think the last bar I was kicked out of was Palm Springs, California. Here, can you hear me that?
Thanks. I was kicked out of this place, but only because I had tried to bring in those 11-year-old.
That's disgusting.
Can you not bring one out?
Yeah. Because I didn't know you couldn't bring your family around.
Hey, I'm glad we got another siren in the background.
Sorry, headphone users. Washington State, you're welcome.
Hey, every podcast is going to have a siren of some sort. And that's, you can count on that. Take that one to the bank.
Maybe that's our bumper music.
No, our bumper music's too. My Two Dads, I thought. The theme song from My Two Dads. No?
It could be.
Did I get voted down?
I think it could be. Daniel and I were listening to some fish on the right over here.
Ooh.
Who just casually listens to fish? Daniel and I. Yep. A big old joint.
Right.
That's exciting.
I was listening to Cardi B on the way here.
I cannot celebrate Cardi B.
Why? Are you a Nicki Minaj fan? Is that what you're telling me?
Nicki Minaj, she's good out of the game, isn't she?
Oh, good.
Tim, you've been really quiet.
I think I read that. I was listening to Tool on the way over.
Shame.
Sorry.
This is aggressive music.
Well.
Tim can't deadlift anymore, so that's his outlet.
He is in a bad mood.
Rightfully so.
Why don't we move into the cry room?
Yeah, I second that.
You want to go to the cry room? I love the cry room.
You got some cry room?
You want me to do some cry room? All right. So, I don't know. I know we've gone over this, but I work for a property management company, TFY. And sometimes I get people who cry to me. So, that's what I'm contributing today for the cry room. Okay?
He's got a whole stack of them.
Question for the panel. Do you want male or female, and do you want grass or trailer? Two big decisions.
Let's do female.
Female grass? It's female grass.
Is her name Karen?
Should be. The names have been changed.
To protect those.
To protect the innocent. The innocent one was me. Okay. Here we go. We're going to start from the very beginning. Back in August, I went by, drove by this woman's home, and the grass was really long. So I thought I'd shoot her a quick letter to let her know, hey, You might want to cut that.
What you do when you have a home?
Right. You know, upstanding citizens, that's what we do. We're not... I realize you live in Murfreesboro, but that doesn't exclude you. This isn't Manchester.
It's hit or miss out there.
This isn't Manchester. All right, so... this is her response to the letter. First of all, fuck you.
Oh, wow, it really does say that.
Don't you fucking talk to me while you're putting a fucking house in my backyard. What the hell is wrong with you? No sense at all in your goddamn head? Seriously, fuck off. You've never done a single productive or positive thing. Not one. I pay you $15 a month to shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down. Enjoy your terrifyingly slow, painful death, you piece of shit.
God. I can't believe that.
So.
So much hatred.
There is a lot of hatred just because you didn't mow your lawn. Yeah. Sorry, sorry you had a bad day.
I'll be honest. That just cheered me up. Listen to that.
And the letter clearly states, please accept this as a friendly reminder. Friendly, mind you.
She friendly reminded you.
Okay, so. With that being said, I didn't respond to the email. But I did show everybody in my office. So, hold on, it's not done. So, the next time I went by her house 2 weeks later, she had mowed the main portion of her lawn. But you guys are landscape guys. What about that strip there by the on the other side of the sidewalk?
The beauty strip.
The beauty strip. Good call. Curb appeal is what they call it. Wasn't mowed. It's my duty to send you another letter and to let you know. So.
Hey. There's people behind us. You might
want to... Okay. So. So she asked... What do you want from me? I mowed my lawn the last time you sent me a letter. And I responded with a respectful email. Karen, I appreciate the email. Luckily, I haven't died yet. I saw that you did mow the majority of your lawn, but as you can see from this picture, the strip next to your mailbox was neglected. Thank you for your follow-up. Regards, Mark. Of course... Karen can let that go. So Karen responds,
my head hurts.
Sweet Jesus, you are a petty, petty man. I'll make sure to get to it next time I mow. Also, still no second picture. I went back and followed up, but there was a picture there. She may not know how to work her email, I don't know. I believe you misunderstood me before. Your immediate death doesn't benefit me at all. The world has no shortage of power-tripping pricks, and I'm sure they'd have no trouble replacing you in a half a day. I just have to deal with that delusional jackass instead. My wishes were only that your inevitable death be terrifying, whenever that may be.
It's unbelievable.
Finn.
Thank you, Karen.
That was amazing. Finn.
Karen doesn't even send a salutation after the fact.
Karen for the win.
That's
right.
Amazing.
So, thank you, Karen.
Mark, you get stuff like that all the time?
Owned your ass.
Huh?
Aggressively owned your
ass. Oh, well.
I think we learned a little something
here. People are amazing.
I have a backup, too. I've got another one that's...
If it's the one that... I think Tim and I read.
The one I sent you, yeah. With the F-bombs. I believe there's at least 13 F-bombs
maybe,
in that one.
Maybe a little too graphic.
Is this a normal thing for you?
Not every day.
My understanding is that a previous manager, or manager whose name will not be disclosed, had a homeowner come to the office.
Oh, to fight him, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You got some sort of security there for you
yeah,
guys
you gotta
for
get,
that reason?
Now you got to get buzzed in.
I've never been buzzed in.
One person's got to ruin
it. They buzz everybody in. Right?
That's crazy.
They're pretty vicious, man. I thought we had it bad.
I know. I kind of feel bad for you.
Well, think about it. They got to deal with it on all multifaceted levels. I mean, not just landscaping, it's everything.
When I rode that property with another guy,
yeah, interior,
he was telling me stories about how all that property in Antioch, he's like, these people always threaten to kill me when I tell them another yard. I thought he was just exaggerating. Now I don't think he is.
Well, it's also amazing how many people don't have enough room in their garage for their garbage can. It's another one.
I was a dick for that. And then I wrote back, why do I have my garbage can on the side of my house?
Is there people that you work with that get upset by it, or are they numb to that?
Like, we're not allowed to have, like, the basketball hoop. We bought a basketball hoop for $100, got a letter the next week. Thanks. And then we were like, it's too much of a hassle to put this thing in and out. So we just sold it and said, sorry, Mac, I guess you're not going to have a basketball goal for a second.
Awful.
I don't have any.
That's an ongoing dispute in Temple Hills.
Yeah.
Basketball goals?
Yeah. I mean, I get it, but I mean.
Don't you want to be in a family-friendly environment? That's
uniform,
my whole thing.
And then, yeah, you don't pay somebody to tell you what you can and can't do.
What part of town is that letter from?
Rutherford.
Murfreesboro.
There's two things.
Manchester Highway, specifically, that area.
That needs to become a full-time segment.
Like, I think so.
Celebrities read mean tweets, or
yes.
Mark reads mean emails. It
would be like messages to Mark.
We used to have,
Triple TPU.
We used to have in one of my fellow colleagues, she would put up all the good emails on the wall, and then she got organized or something. Started putting up file folders, so this would be a good use for it. But to answer a question, yes, some people do. They're like, oh my gosh. And I said, I think it's funny. I really enjoy those a lot more than the serious ones where people like...
Thank you?
Thank yous are few and far between.
Were they pissed off about something and you're having to deal with it?
Yeah.
I mean, that right there is just laughable.
Right.
Thank you.
Well, there's literally nothing you can do.
Right. So, the ones that are like...
I mean, they told you to go fuck yourself and die.
I had one, same community this morning send me, she said, these people have chairs and a table outside on the side of their house, and it's an eyesore. Have them remove it immediately. But don't tell them I'm the one. I want to be anonymous. Well, lady, I don't work. I mean, I work for your community, but... I don't do your bidding necessarily.
That's necessary.
I mean,
maybe a little.
A little bit.
I think that
I'm kind of your bitch.
That just took Tim from the crowd to the next level.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
We'll come up with a clever name for that.
Tweets from the streets.
I like it.
Ooh.
Yes.
We should have some viewer submissions. I mean, listener submission.
In your property management company that you work for.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get as many complaints about other landscape companies as you get about us?
I get complaints about every landscape company. Well, I take that back. There's one. The guy lives in the community. And they never complained to me. They might complain to him. I don't know.
I feel as if that's an unfair comparison.
It is an unfair comparison for you guys. He's just a little guy.
Because your coworkers act like everyone else is amazing.
Oh, no. No. They all suck.
We all suck.
I mean, nobody's ever going to be happy, especially when they have somebody to complain to. You know, if it was their job to mow the lawn, they'd be happy with probably less than what they're getting now. Yes. But because their HOA pays for this and it's their hard-earned money or whatnot, they feel like... They've got nothing else in their life. Let's be honest. The people that spend the most time trying to direct, whether it's an HOA or a... There's only two people. Some people are actually good-hearted and want to do the best for their community, and they have a... what's the word I'm looking for? A giving personality, and they, you know, for the greater good. And then there's the ones that have nothing else. Right.
Daniel?
Yeah?
Do you mow your own yard?
Huh?
Do you mow your own yard?
Yes.
Do you mow your own?
I don't have any grass.
That's nice.
It's not mowable grass. It's just weeds. It's shade cut.
It's golf course.
I do mow.
school's grass.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying
I know that.
But no,
whenever I have to, I
would
eat.
And I mow my yard. And I don't, if somebody were to come and mow my yard, I would not complain one bit.
No.
I would. Nobody would ever, nobody does it as nicely as I do.
Thank you.
You know what?
I don't have an award-winning yard. I just don't want to do it.
Right. I got somebody that mows my lawn.
Do you ever complain?
No, just about the bill. No, I don't.
You know why? Because you're not doing it.
Because I'm not uptight.
Man, I haven't mowed in almost a month.
Yeah.
I need to, because where we keep watering the trees, the grass around the trees is awesome.
Yeah.
Of course. Because I keep forgetting the sprinkler on, and it runs for like 2 hours.
I went to the house on Friday, and the grass was green everywhere except for around the trees.
Well,
trees get it thirst.
Don't want to get tech. Don't want to get too tech.
Trees get it thirst.
I think that that was a good segment. Great segment.
Yeah. Do we need any, what else?
I wish I got more emails like that.
Lenny from Nashville asked where we want to take this podcast, and that's kind of next level.
Lenny.
Lenny frequently emails me.
Tell Lenny to show up next time. We'll give him some swag.
Did we talk about swag last time?
No, it was when we were over at that Brothers Burgers. We were talking about swag.
Brothers Burgers? Where's that? Is that in Berry Hill?
Berry Hill. Really loud.
Oh, really?
That's our issue. We're going to find some place not so loud. I am getting on the same page with Daniel.
It's about quality, not quantity.
It's true.
I've got this little room in my house, and I've got some egg crates around it. We could really soundproof the deal and do it upright.
Daniel's got a soundproof room.
Oh, wow. Yeah, but it's creepy in there.
It's not a gay community, though. Like Mike.
It's not a gay community? Or
gated?
Oh, gated. Gated, sorry.
Could be both.
Michael, you live in a gated community? Let's discuss that a little bit more.
As he said earlier today, they took the gate down.
They just get jealous with 37069. I was at Franklin.
Oh.
I still call them.
I thought it was in the number. Oh.
Zip code. I think it's time to wrap this up today.
The only thing I can think to do is we just buy a house in the middle of where we all live.
Yeah.
I like it.
I've punted that one around a long time. I can't find anybody else to go in with me.
Just
have a frat house.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, that's a good point. There are some drawbacks. You can get shot by the Dave and Buster's waitress.
I did hear that there's some talk that it wasn't her. There's some new stories coming out.
We all know it was his wife.
No, it was his
wife. Eddie George did it?
Blaine.
Alright,
21 minutes, 45 seconds plus 13, that's 93 minutes. I think we wrap this up.
Some good content in there.
Do we want to have Tim send us off since he was the most.
No, I think that Daniel needs to send us off.
Daniel, can you send us off with a plug, please, for our sponsor?
Yeah, our latest sponsor.
Thanks, ML Rose.
You're a little loud, but thanks.
Yeah.
A little loud.
Y'all go for it.
I'll probably take the blame for it, but that's okay. You make these decisions, you're the little one to play moderator, you gotta take the blame.
Okay. We all need to send Mike an email.
Sponsored by All White Condiments. Find your All White Condiments.
There you go.
At Mike's house.
We will find a bunch of ranch.
Alright.
Alright, man.
See ya.
You too, Mark.
Bye.
See you later. It's episode 8.
Oh, bye, Farrell.
Sorry.